thank you so much for accepting the interview.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Lily, can I please ask you, can you introduce yourself quickly? Or Mademoiselle Organique, what does that mean?
Yes, so quickly about me. So my name is Lily, and I've got an organic blog, which is called MademoiselleOrganique.com. And it's all about organic beauty and do-it-yourself skincare products as well. So I'm very passionate about organic and healthy living, I guess. I've always been like that, especially these last 6 years after my mom got breast cancer. That's when I really started paying a lot of attention to what I was putting on my skin, and that's when I started buying organic products and also making my own products.
One of the things that you started to use and that you're promoting as well, not only on your blog but also in articles you wrote, mm-hmm. is organic cotton pads. Can you tell us more about them? How do they look like, actually?
They look gorgeous. They really look amazing. So it's just like a normal pad, but they are made of cotton. And the top cotton sheet is made of organic cotton, so it's very healthy. And then there's a waterproof external coating at the back of the pads. And they've got some lovely patterns printed on them. They just look beautiful. And they feel amazing. Like I've been wearing them like every month since March, and I just love them.
Why is it so important to use these, not the traditional pads or tampons?
Well, if you look into it, I've put a whole article about all that on my website. There are a lot of, the thing is, in a lot of countries, companies that sell conventional pads, it's not compulsory for them to disclose what they put in their products. And there are very strong suspicions that some of the things that they put in there are not 100% good for your health. And for instance, some products are bleached white, so that can produce a dioxin that is a potential cancer-causing agent. So that's pretty bad. And there are a lot of other reasons. But I guess for me, what I really loved is, I love that it's very healthy, and I love that it's great for the environment because you wash the pads, you don't throw them away all the time. I know some people also have very bad cramping, and they said that using these pads was really helpful. But for me, what I kind of loved is that by just taking care of them, and it doesn't take very long, it takes like 5 minutes of my day, and it's not gross at all. It's perfectly okay to do. And I was really feeling like it's hard to say, but for me, having my period, I guess, used to be something I really didn't like. I think most women don't like that. And it's something that we usually hide and we find it's painful and we don't really want it to happen. But by using the pads, I was actually not looking forward to it, but I acknowledged that this was happening because I was a woman, because I would have babies one day, and that it was all part of the process. So that's something I really loved about them.
That's really nice. Do you think like period is still a taboo and still like a thing that women hide and don't talk about it?
I think so. I think a lot of women don't like it. And yeah, it's not something as well that you can talk about with people. But when you start using those pads because you wash them and then you need to hang them somewhere to dry, you actually, like, I had a discussion with my partner about it. And it was a really important discussion for me because, I mean, if one day we have a baby, that's all part of it. I mean, I shouldn't be hiding it. I shouldn't be hiding the fact that I lose blood every month. And it all triggered it, I guess. And I think that's really beneficial and healthy to think about that and to have this discussion, at least with yourself, if not with your partner. But
that's very interesting thing you said, because yeah, obviously you need to dry them somewhere. Do you think women will be ashamed? Maybe like, oh yeah, this is my sanitary pad drying here, sorry.
Well, some women maybe, but it doesn't take a lot of space or anything. Like, you can still hide them if you don't want to show them to people, of course. But You know, apparently in Korea, some men actually buy these pads for women, for their girlfriends. So because they take it seriously, because they take the health of their girlfriends and wives very seriously. And so they are not ashamed of buying pads, washable pads for their girlfriends. I guess that's the right attitude.
They're available in Asia, but can we get them also in Australia?
Yeah, of course. The owners of the brand in Australia are just amazing people. And yes, they've got a website, which I think is hanapad.com.au, and you can buy them online. And even if you go on my blog, there's a discount code you can use. And you can buy like small sets of pads to get started and just try them, see if it's for you. And I would definitely recommend doing that. Maybe not buy a big quantity at first, just buy a few pads, try them, and if you love them, just buy the whole shop. That's what I do.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking with us about this sensitive topic.
That's all right. Thank you so much for asking me these questions. I'm really passionate about it.